Well, time now to do a bit of kitchen science, and we told you earlier that what we're going to show you how to do is to measure the speed of light, a really fundamental number, in your own house. And all you're going to need is a microwave and 4 slices of bread and some butter, it turns out, because Ben and Dave have enlisted the help of Claudia F. Stathew and her microwave, and they're going to do this in her house. Hi, Ben.
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Claudia.
Hello.
So then, Claudia, what year are you in at school?
I'm in year 10.
And what do you enjoy about school?
Meeting up my friends and lunchtime.
Not the lessons, then?
Not particularly, no.
Well, thank you ever so much for inviting us to your house. And I see you've even let Dave Ansell in. Hello, Dave.
Good evening.
Now, I can see that Dave's playing about with the microwave. So what are you going to cook for us, Dave?
I'm afraid all we're going to be cooking is some bread and some margarine. But it does mean that we can find out the speed of light.
And why would we need to know the speed of light?
First of all, because it's kind of cool. But it's actually a really fundamental property of the universe. It's the fastest anything can move at all, ever. And this is really important with communications. So what's the quickest we'd get a message from here to New York, or even more importantly, from here to Mars?
It's strange that you mention that, because we're having a space show today. And we've been talking a lot about light years and that sort of thing. Now, Claudia, do you know what a light year is?
Is a light year the distance it takes light to travel in a year?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So how are we going to measure the speed of light today?
So what we've got here is a perfectly normal microwave, a plate, some margarine and a knife, and 4 or 5 slices of bread. Brown bread's slightly better than white, because you can see what's going on better.
Do you need a special microwave to measure the speed of light?
Well, as long as it cooks, that's fine, because what we're actually going to measure is the speed of microwaves. Now, microwaves are a kind of electromagnetic radiation, like radio waves or infrared light or light itself. And all of these travel exactly the same speed, the speed of light.
So how are we going to combine bread, butter, a microwave and a plate to do a physics experiment?
Well, the first thing we've got to do is stop the turntable on the microwave. So, Claudia, if you'd like to take the turntable out of the microwave and put a plate upside down in its place, that would be brilliant.
So Claudia's taken out all the bit that rotates from the microwave and just put a plate in there upside down. Why have we done that, Dave?
Well, inside a microwave, you get lots of hotspots, and the turntable's there in order to move the food through those hotspots and average out the cooking on all the different bits, otherwise some bits would get overcooked and some bits undercooked.
So it's to make sure that your food cooks evenly while it's in the microwave?
Yep, and we want to measure where those hotspots are, so we don't want it to turn.
So we want it, in effect, to not cook it evenly?
Exactly. So now, Claudia, would you like to butter 4 slices of bread and lay them out evenly on the plate?
So Claudia's just spreading a bit of butter on there. Is there any particular way that you should butter it, though? Should it be a thin, even coating, a thick, lumpy coating?
You want it as even as possible, fairly thin, but you want to be able to make sure you can see the butter when it's there. And if you're going to try this at home, you want to get the butter all the way right to the edges of the bread.
OK, so that's all done. What do we do next?
So now you want to lay the 4 pieces of bread out very close to each other in a square. You might want to spread a little bit more butter in the joints between the bits of bread.
So it's a bit like using butter as polyfiller in the cracks?
A little bit, but not. You don't want very much, just a very light covering, just so it goes right to the edge.
OK, Dave, so what's next?
Well, Claudia, if you'd like to put that plate in the microwave on top of the other plate. Beautiful.
So now in the microwave, basically, we have a raised plate that isn't going to turn, and it's just completely coated in bread with a thin layer of butter all the way across the top.
That's right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to cook that margarine until it just starts to melt and see where it starts to melt first.
So we're expecting this to only be for a few seconds, really?
Yeah, it's only about 10 or 12 seconds. So you probably want to keep stopping it and checking until it just starts to melt.
All right, then. Well, Claudia, do you want to put your microwave on?
OK.
Well, it doesn't seem to have done anything yet, Dave.
A bit more, maybe.
Well, there's a couple of melted patches.
Maybe a little bit more.
Okay, and it's finished now. It's been about 15 seconds. Claudia, what does it look like?
There are 2 sort of spots where all the margarine's melted.
Well, the margarine seems to have melted in a patchy way. It's not all evenly melted. It almost looks like there's sort of lines in it. Should we expect to see a pattern?
Yeah, that's right. The bits where the margarine is melted, obviously getting hotter quicker. These are the hot spots.
So why do we get hot spots in a microwave?
Well, a microwave oven cooks with a kind of light called microwaves, which, as the name suggests, are a kind of wave. And the size of the microwave oven is very carefully chosen to produce a standing wave, which I can demonstrate with this skipping rope. And I want Claudia to hold the other end of the skipping rope. Now, what I'm going to do is wobble one end. If I get the speed right, it will start to wobble backwards and forwards and produce a really big swing. Now, if I speed it up a bit...
So Dave's standing about 3 metres away from Claudia, and he's sort of shaking this bit of rope around. It's not quite tight between them, but it's sort of wobbling about. I can see he's trying to get it to be exactly the right rhythm. Dave, it seems to have sort of settled into a shape now, really. You can see kind of an S shape in it.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you've ever done this at home before, but if you get the speed of it right, instead of the whole thing swinging backwards and forwards like a swing, the middle of it stays still, and there are two bits either side which wobble backwards and forwards like individual swings in opposite directions.
Okay, so there are bits in the rope that effectively aren't moving at all, and the other bits are moving quite a long way.
Yes, that's right. Now, the reason is you've got a wave which travels down the rope from me to Claudia, and then that bounces off her hand and comes back again. Now, when we were getting an S shape, that was exactly one wavelength between me and Claudia.
So what do you mean by wavelength?
Well, if you've ever watched waves on a sea, it's the distance between two peaks on a wave.
So how does this bit of rope tell us anything about the microwave?
Just in the same way that the wave I'm sending down this piece of rope to Claudia bounces off Claudia, the microwaves going inside the microwave oven bounce off the far side of the oven and come back again. Now this sets up a standing wave inside the oven, and the places where the microwaves are moving a lot, it transfers lots of energy into the food and it gets hot very quickly. And the places where they're not moving at all, it doesn't heat up at all.
Is it the bit where the wave isn't moving is where the margarine is left? But the bits where the wave is moving a lot, there is no margarine left.
Yes, at the high points in the standing wave, the margarine's all melted.
So what does these melted patches in our butter tell us about the speed of light?
The distance between two melted patches of margarine will be half the wavelength of a microwave. Now, there's two important things about a wave. One of them is its wavelength, which we've talked about already, and the other one is how fast it's vibrating. Now, if you look on the back of the microwave, it should tell us how fast it's vibrating. There should be a number on there measured in gigahertz. So, Claudia, if you'd like to have a look at the back of the microwave.
2,450 megahertz.
Brilliant.
That's great, Claudia. Come back. So, 2,450 million hertz. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, that means that the microwaves inside that oven are vibrating up and down 2,450 million times every second.
So what are we going to do now that we know the frequency?
So the other thing we need to know is the distance between two of these melted splodges. So, Claudia, if you'd like to find a ruler and measure the distance between two of them.
So Claudia's measuring between one of the lines of melted butter and the next one. About how far is it, Claudia?
About 6 centimetres.
That's pretty close, yeah.
OK, so now we know the frequency, and we know that half of the wavelength is 6 centimetres. Where do we go from here?
So the first thing we need to work out is what the whole wavelength is. So, Claudia, can you work that one out?
12.
Well done. So you've got a wave, travels 12 centimetres, 2,450 million times every second. So if we multiply 12 centimetres by 2,450 million, we should get a number pretty close to the speed of light.
OK then, Claudia, well, I can see you've got a calculator, so shall we work this out?
So it's 2,450 million times 12, which is 29,400 million centimetres per second.
Yes, that means we've measured it to move at about 294 million metres every second, which is actually an incredibly accurate answer. The actual answer is nearer 297 million metres per second, but that's pretty good going for a microwave and some bread.
Now, that sounds really, really fast to me, but I can't really get a grasp on what that is. Could you tell me in miles per hour?
It's about 660 million miles per hour.
Wow. So going back to what we were saying at the beginning of this about light years, if we know that it can do sort of 600 million miles per hour, how far is it going to go in a year?
So to turn it into a light year, all we need to know is how many hours there are in a year. So that's 24 hours in a day times 365 and a quarter days in a year, which comes out at about 8,760 hours in a year. Multiply that by 660 million, and we get about 6 million million miles in a light year. So it would take you a while to drive there.
I think that's, like, really impressive. I wouldn't want to sort of try and go to Mars or anywhere on my holiday. I think it would take just a tiny bit too long.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Claudia, for inviting us into your house. Thank you once again, Dave, for showing me the speed of light. And thank you to you all for listening. That's it from Kitchen Science this week. So it's goodbye from Dave.
Goodbye.
It's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from Claudia.
Goodbye.
Well, thanks, guys. That was Ben, Dave and Claudia finding out how to measure the speed of light in their own kitchen. And if you want to repeat that experiment, you can find out how to do that on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. And there's about 50 gazillion other fantastic experiments that you can do at home too, just on nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks, the Naked Scientists.